and welcome to Hot Pipes and to the first of two Christmas shows that I have planned. I'm Steve Ashley, and for the next 30 minutes or so, I hope to put you in the festive mood with some of the best seasonal music on Theatre Pipes. My change of opener was from a 1958 Christmas album by George Wright, which I played as a closer in last year's Christmas show. But today, my opener is from Dick Liebert and the Wurlitzer in Radio City Music Hall. Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Dick Liebert and the Radio City Music Hall Wurlitzer, which sadly is now only featured in public performances at Christmas. Some of you may remember a song called All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. Alvin and the Chipmunks revived it, but the original, and to my ears the best vocal version, was from Spike Jones and his City Slickers in 1948. It also works well as a soft shoe instrumental, as David Johnston proved with his arrangement on the Wurlitzer Hybrid in the Capri Theatre, Adelaide. Thank you. All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. Composer Don Gardner was inspired in 1944 while teaching a second grade class and noticing that 16 of the 22 had missing front teeth. It was almost turned down by its eventual publisher. Ray Evans and Jay Livingston first named this next song Tinkle Bell without realising that it had other connotations, and it took Jay's wife to give them the bad news. So they threw out the song, which was intended for a Bob Hope and Marilyn Maxwell film. Later, the entire melody was kept, and the song became Silver Bells. Bob Ralston and the Barton in the Granada Theatre, Kansas City, with Silver Bells, a song that Bing Crosby and Carol Richards took into the charts in 1953. Here's a little bit of Christmas at the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool, that is. From a 1998 CD by Phil Kelsall, this is Little Drummer Boy. Thank you. Little Drummer Boy, which was originally a traditional Czech carol that was translated into English in 1941 as Carol of the Drum. The 1958 revival also brought the change of name and a hit for the Beverly Sisters and Michael Flanders in the UK in 1959. Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow was composed by Sammy Cahn and Julie Stein in the very hot Los Angeles summer of 1945, and Vaughan Monroe took it to the top of the US charts the following year, no doubt chased by singles from Connie Boswell, Bob Crosby and Woody Herman. This delightful organ and piano arrangement from Jelani Ellington and David Harris, featuring the Van der Molen residents Robert Morton in Wheaton, Illinois, was released in 2003. The Little Red Monkey, an instrumental that dates from 1953, just a little before John Mann started his professional music career in the late 1950s. John was playing the Christie in the home of Tony Manning in Farnborough, Hampshire, on that 1981 recording. It seems that Christmas wouldn't be quite the same without at least some music from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite, so this year I've chosen the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, which for some strange reason was renamed the Dance of the Candy Fairy, on this track by Chicago organist Arsene Siegel. Arsene Siegel and the Wurlitzer in the Replica Records studio in Des Plaines, Illinois, for a 1958 long player. That same year, Ross Bagdasarian wrote a song that became the Chipmunks' first single, selling over 2.5 million copies in the first 3 weeks of its release. I can't say that I'm a fan of those squeaky Chipmunks' voices, but the Chipmunk song, Christmas Don't Be Late, has a most endearing waltz melody. Young American organist Justin Stahl taped this arrangement on the newly installed Wurlitzer in the Hilbert Circle Theatre, Indianapolis, in 2015. Just time for one more on today's Christmas Hot Pipes, and it comes from the pen of Leroy Anderson in 1948. Jonas Nordwall recorded Sleigh Ride when he was one of the house organists in the Organ Grinder restaurant in Portland, Oregon. Sleigh Ride from an undated LP by Jonas Nordwall, playing the Organ Grinder Wurlitzer in Portland, Oregon. I hope you've enjoyed my Christmas on Pipe show and that you'll join me again for my second seasonal programme next week when I'll be playing more traditional musical fare. With every best wish for the season, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes signing off.